Hi there. Yes, sir.
Yes, Chase. Hold on, I'm
Okay.
putting you on speaker too.
Absolutely.
I can hear better unless I'm echoey on your end. It's kind of like, this is my pet project for over a dozen years plus. And that goes back that far when I built the website with the help of professionals. I just came with the ideas, all the artwork for the banner, and all the PR, typed every page up, even the explanation for how the site works and your requirements. It sounds like I was an attorney, but I'm not. Just maybe in another lifetime. So
Okay,
I have a good
understood.
legal mind. And basically just created a site that people could use. I created an online infomercial for the homepage as well, and had a guy a few years ago put it up, and it's been working pretty good. But then I had an external hard drive, a Pavilion desktop, HP, that was 10 years old, and I noticed that it was taking forever to download, and that never happened. It was always instantaneous, like snap your finger, the video pops in and plays. So all of a sudden, I got a spinning wheel, and I just put a clock to it, and 5 to 10, 7 minutes later, it appears, and even then, it's not fully downloaded. It's herky-jerky, it stops again, like I'm back 25 years ago. So I've been, they said to me at my superb.net is my web hosting company. It got me on a pro grid server, which has five servers linked together, rotate the volume of traffic for different websites to the REST traffic grid server, so you always get plenty of traffic to your site. And it's a good deal. I went down, but when I was paying them for some other service originally, it was like $95 a year from 150. So I've been with them forever, and I call up and I say, hey, problem, tech department, I tell them what's going on, and I told them about the video issue, and they looked at it from both their computer and their handheld device and said, it pops right in. What's going on? How old's your hard drive? I go, well, it's 10 years. Oh, well, that predates fully digital hard drives. I go, oh, I have to have one now. Oh, yeah, you got to keep up with the speed of the internet and all that. Otherwise, your download may be like you're seeing it, So I got rid of that one, got a brand new one, smaller, more compact, seems to work pretty good. And I got to see my homepage video, which you can see right now while you're sitting there talking to me. If you want to look at my webpage, it's Master Carol, K-A-R-O-L, Tai, T-A-I, Chi, C-H-I, Academy.com. That's the short.
Okay.
And you can see my homepage, and maybe on your good equipment, you'll be able to play that infomercial, and it'll pop right in. But I'm
Can you spell the first word again? That is P as in Papa, O, I as in India, G as in Golf.
Master Carol, ichiacademy.com.
Okay.
There's a lot of background noise there.
Can you like spell me like this, like P as in Papa, O as in Oscar, I as in India?
Well, where do you want me to start from the very beginning?
I get
Master.
It,
Master. M-A-S-T-E-R. M like in Mary, A like in Alpha, S like in Sam, T like in Thomas, E like in Edward, R like in Ralph. Master. Carol, K-A-R-O-L. You think you got that one?
Yeah, Master Carol, K-A-R-O-L.
Correct. And then Tai Chi, P-A-I-C-H-I. E like in Thomas, A like in Alpha, I like in Indigo, C like in Charlie, H like in Hello, and I like in Indigo. Tai Chi Academy. Spelled like Academy is spelled, .com.
Beautiful.
That's the small version of my website name. exactly. Master Carol's Tai Chi Chuan Academy of the Global Internet. How's that?
That's a quite big name, though.
Yeah, well, that's why we just accepted a simple www, keep it short, Tai Chi Academy is good enough. And Google's gotten me a lot of, just by the fact of the content, I think, of the website being so comprehensive and nothing of its kind really competing with it, I always got traffic, lots of traffic, not an endless amount, but, I got a lot of traffic over a dozen years, and I really wasn't trying to get anything. I don't need anything. It's like I wasn't doing this for the money. I did it for the divine service of helping my grandmaster's family, where I offered my teacher's son to be in the videos, and I would help create the website. And he looked at me and says, oh, Dad, we just transmit it, which is what they do. It's a great direct lineage of the founders of Tai Chi in the 13th century. They just transmit it. You just do Tai Chi with them, and you're just like levitated and energized, through the whole thing. You walk away, it's like you're already doing perfect Tai Chi if you just did even a few classes with Grandmaster. But it's a long form known as the 108 Yang style. And this is the Dong family's system of training, which is comprehensive. After you master the long slow set, which could be anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes, you actually can learn a fast set in about 10, 15 minute classes based on the slow. Now you got a faster, more explosive, dynamic, Tai Chi fast set to go along with your super, almost like Zen movement, super slow moving meditation that the slow set is. And then there's more. There's two knife sets, a sword, double stick, staff, it goes on and on. All the combat called joint hands where you are in contact while you learn. Well, first it's like a dual meditation, but later becomes a form of sparring. So it's a very dynamic system, comprehensive, and I'm the only, as my teacher's son looked at me, he says, you're the only person that should do this, Lawrence. You're Master Carol. My dad always talks about you as being his one student that he calls the master, that I do everything. I became the acupuncturist. I'm a writer. When I was 14, they tested me at UCLA. I had an IQ of 148. I didn't even know why I was there. They just picked me out of a whole junior high and said, hey, we'd like to have you be tested, Plus, you'll help the counselor at your school get to give you the test and get a grade on how well they tested you.
So how do you train online? Like, do you do, online sessions, live sessions?
Well, that's an ultimate end goal, that I could actually have a live broadcast. But I have over 40 Tai Chi training and demo videos, multiple camera angles, different sets done at different paces, like lesson files for slow Tai Chi are very slow and it's segmented. And I'm going to take your they want me to enroll in your website here. I'm just going to close this page altogether. If you disturb me and turn off my screen because it gets warm right next to my screen. In any event, I've got this great website, and it's got all of the training at beginning, intermediate, and advanced levels of Tai Chi within this tradition completely all by itself. Nowhere else is there any other Tai Chi school that teaches all these sets like the Grandmaster has for, that's all his students kind of have in store for them if they really practice. He sees you. He knows what you're doing or doing incorrectly or where your mind shouldn't be. He does everything in silence to help guide you with the energy in his presence and example. That's how he teaches. And
perfect.
The old guys, his dad, his grandpa, older, two older Chinese gentlemen who knew his dad and his grandpa from decades earlier, trained me, and they lectured and talked, and they had books, and everybody was intellectual about it too. But this guy just was raised at the side of his grandpa, who took over his training since he was 7, and he just hung out with his grandpa for 10 hours a day, and that's all they did. So, and the way Peaches is by just doing it with you.
How old was he again?
Pardon?
How old was he again?
Well, when I met him, he was 33, I believe. Just came to Los Angeles in 1971. And I became his assistant by the effort of one of the older Chinese gentlemen, Master Ho, who was my main teacher, also got me started in acupuncture as well. He was the California Regional Director of the National Tai Chi Association, which later expired its nonprofit status, and
sweet.
Another small little clique on the fringe of the remaining people that would go out to this park in West Hollywood picked up the name, and you know they're doing it as a nonprofit still, but in honoring Marshall Ho, Master Ho, as he and the professor helped create it.
Mm.
And I was an exponent of this group, had my own Tai Chi Academy and acupuncture clinic up in Santa Barbara. I don't know if you ever heard of Isla Vista at the University of California, Santa Barbara, a little tiny town right next to the campus between two points where all the surfer kids in the whole world are out on those points every morning and night and all day in between. And it's just a kid's town. It's like, you know, you can't even imagine, where am I? if you walk the streets of a big city and you see all these people of different ages, you're in a town and everybody's going to college here, you know.
Exactly.
Or you're a drop-in person that's just hanging out in the community, you know, visiting a friend, whatever, and decided to stay because it's like paradise. I had my own Tai Chi Academy and acupuncture clinic right in the dead heart of the downtown area. Everybody got to see me.
Have you heard of
a white Samoyed at my side, you know, like a white husky. And he was a knockout and a chick magnet, and all I could say is people had to come over and say hi to that dog. It's just the way he was. Yeah, me too, you know. And they go, aren't you the guy that does the Tai Chi? We see you out doing your swords and your knives and all these different forms, and we didn't know there was so much to it. But I've been watching you. Like, do you teach class? I go, of course I do. I have my studio right there. Here's the flyer I got in my back pocket. You know, that's how I made my business.
So how many students you had?
I can't even tell you. It probably tens of thousands of people over.
Oh God, that's
I was
nice.
At least 25 to 30 years in the Isla Vista community. Then I moved all through the state of California, up to Northern California, Arcata, and back to Los Angeles and Encino, Topanga Canyon, Malibu. I had offices at different times in each location. And I did private lessons as well as groups when I was more stable, you know, did the groups all the time. In a college town, I just whisked them through like a 5 to 6 week course at the very beginning of their semester or their quarter, and so they were done by the last 4 to 5 weeks of their semester where they had to go study and hand in all their papers. So it was a perfect thing. It was just lined up. I had people waiting in a waiting line for the next season, you know, next semester. And I had a nice studio, and I filled it up with a lot of people and had different classes for the more intermediate students and an outdoor class on the cliffs overlooking the ocean, you know, on the main street called Del Playa. And that was like magic, you know. Every Saturday morning, we, you know, got a big circle of people. I teach warm-ups, simple Qigong exercises. All this is on the website and different files. And like I say, even the slow set, we show it at about a 40-minute pace, breaking it down, doing it very slowly, little narration, of course, a PDF scroll box I created. I'm just watching myself do it. Found a nice brief, you know, way of speaking. People could just read and go, oh yeah, he's just what it said, you know, and help them to, you know, they could stop the video, back it up, watch it again, take small increments of movement, and then get up and do it. If you have a dance background or a martial arts background, you could teach yourself using all my videos.
Definitely.
There's multiple camera angles, and then I have different other demo videos that maybe are a little faster paced, so you can just watch it more fluidly going through at different speeds. Same thing with the slow, and also the fast set is broken down really in this, you know, kind of each movement is kind of stopped, and the next movement explodes out of that one. You're stopped, you know, kind of breaking it down a little slower beat, so to speak, to the pace. And but then when you just watch it, you know, on the faster pace, it's like I'm whipping the movements, I'm jumping from one to the next. It's, you know, all circular, and you're like, whoa, yeah, I didn't even think Tai Chi would be like that. And of course, that's the magic of the Grandmaster. He just had all this stuff in his bag of tricks, and nobody knew about the Tai Chi at all, these other higher, more martial levels of training. Any event, so his son looked at me and said, you should do it, Lawrence. You're his number one assistant. You have taught all over the colleges of the state. You're the guy. You're Master Carroll. He's the only one I've ever heard say their name, including the word master in front of your last name. And I was
That's
like,
right.
Oh. I go, Jen Wei, I thank you. I appreciate hearing you say that, but I know all that, but thank you. He says, so, yeah, you do it. You do it because, you know, Dad's not going to want to be videotaped and go through all that or want me to be in the videos. You should do it. So I did, and I did it all by myself. Learned how to do it, edit multiple camera angles, edit everything together seamlessly, and I've got these great videos that are timeless. Plus, they're shot outside in an open-door amphitheater that has a giant oak tree, grandparent oak, growing out of the north end of this. It's got a brick ring around, a little wall around it, you know, that goes about just below knee height. And it's just, you know, really kind of hard-packed, kind of hard sandy dirt or something like that. And it was a great place, even though it was like 100 degrees going through heat wave.
Mm-hmm.
And I managed. We had a shade of a tree. I learned how to, you know, get rid of even the shade by using blue filters. And I had these great videos, basically. At all levels of training, all the weaponry, everything that's a lesson file, I used a white uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And what? Just did it very slowly so that everybody can see, you know, how you do it. And that's how I was taught. Everything
yeah.
I was taught was done slowly. The key is that when you learn the long, slow set, you have such a repertoire of movement that you see a lot of these postures repeated, even in the weapons, but you didn't know you had open hands and you didn't know that there was also maybe a sword or a knife that you were cradling in your arm or hand. Now that we put the sword in there, you go, oh yeah, I remember this movement. My hands are doing the same thing, basically, but now I see how the weapon fits in. You know, so there's just so many layers and levels to the effects of learning just slow Tai Chi that it's easy to transmit the remaining, all these other sets.
For sure. Well, you know what? Like, all of this reminds me, like, of one project, like, that I have done in the past, and I want you to take a look at it first. So it's shenbin.org. Like C-H-E-N.
Right.
Bing. B-I-N-G.org.
Okay.
So these guys do, like, the webinars and some sort of a stuff. So people can choose the program from their site and schedule whatever.
They're like live web experiences.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
That's something I want to go to. So let's back up a little bit. I'll definitely check it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I mean, they're teaching, what are they teaching? Like a Kung Fu, like Kung Fu system or something
Tai
else?
Chi as well, yeah.
And they do Tai Chi as well, but they do martial arts.
Yes. So usually, another company that I know, like another coaching that I know that is Beijing, kungfu.com, and I think they also teach Tai Chi. And,
yeah, I mean, if you're into Kung Fu, it's good to be also offering an internal method of training, which is what the slow set is all about.
Mm-hmm.
But to have the training that I have from the slow set, and that it turns into fast faster versions, and even all the weaponry done lightning fast as well,
mm-hmm.
coming out of the slow set. That's the unique thing of this historical lineage. So this is great. I'll check out there. I'm there already doing the kind of live broadcast thing, which I envision we could do, or even morph it into a interview broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
I could bring the Grandmaster's son on TV, you know, and maybe even Grandmaster, at least on the internet, and do a broadcast live and then archive it. Because I do have an archive, which anything new that I'm making will go into the archives. I already have one indoor slow set training.
For sure.
Outdoor amphitheater that I hired up in Santa Barbara. It's right by the ocean, and it's just way up high. And like I say, this oak tree that they incorporated in the north end of the stage was very, it was brilliant, you know. It was like, they didn't want to cut it down, but they really wanted the stage to go in this area, so they just built the stage around it. And it's just breathtaking to see an oak growing on the area that you're having your Tai Chi performance, you know.
Yeah.
And it took me some shade in the hot weather, and, you know, I learned a couple of lessons and went back and redid that slow set using a blue filter just so that I could get rid of the shadowiness that the aid had projected onto the images. And then they were gone. It was like, okay, blue works.
Okay.
So with that all said, here's what I need to do. I need to correct the elements on my website that I have recently discovered are flawed. I don't know how they got that way. Now, like I say, have you played the infomercial yet while you're talking with me? I mean, just at least watching it. You see,
okay.
You see the button that says play infomercial.
Okay.
On the home page where you see me in the white uniform. More center, bigger picture image of me by that tree. And then there's a curved knife, long knife across my hand, held in the right hand. The right hand's holding the grip of the knife, and then the tip of the sword is crossing on the back of my left hand, and there's a button right there somewhere above or in front or to the side of that tip of the left side of the sword, or my left arm. And you click on that and see if you just get this thing to pop open and start playing for you. Just one little element that I'm kind of doing a test with anybody that will take direction about that and tell me what you see.
Let me do that right away. So what if I click on play
infomercial?
Infomercial. Okay.
Yeah, just click on that button.
It's loading right now, and still loading.
Still loading.
Yep.
Okay, and it's still loading.
Yeah, I don't see any time.
Okay, well,
like how long
I haven't turned my computer on to check mine, but it's only been loading for 3 seconds, which was still a big difference in my mind from 12 years of being able to see the image instantly load and play without any break at all. And all the rest of the videos were supposed to be doing that too. I don't know whether I had a hacking on the site and somebody sabotaged me.
Let me show you something, like which is quite faster than this. So check this website that I told you.
Right now, I'm just taking notes with you here. I can do all that a little later. But what I'm trying to say to you is, I have a couple of flaws, including the what is it called when you re-sign up? What's that called? Blanking on the right word. When you're signing up for the first time, you get a year's subscription. At the end of the year, your subscription, you might get a message that you need to
renew it.
Pardon?
Renew it.
What'd you say?
You need to renew it.
Sign up again.
Yeah.
There's a word for it that I'm not grabbing onto here at this moment.
Yeah.
But you get the idea. You're re-registering or you're continuing your subscription by clicking on a page that appears to you and it says, do now, you know, re-register or whatever that right term is that is now. Just pissing my brain off. I was up and
yeah, that means, like, well, after 1 year, like, you get notified that it's about to expire, so you need to renew that.
Renew. Stupid fucking word. Yeah, renew. Okay. Yeah, it only means one thing, right? Renew.
Renew.
Yeah, I only charge $12.96 a year. I started out at $120, and I had a lot of sign-ups. But all those sign-ups, I guess when they had expired, either they didn't get a memo page saying you're at the end in 10 days, your subscription expires, click here to renew, you know, or try later, you know, in 10 days. So I don't have that. And all those people that I did have, you know, a nice handful of people, maybe 7,500 from around the country. It was a nice little sprinkling of different people from all over, and some of them already had a class that they were going to of this historical lineage, and they just wanted
finally
the resources of my website to have all these videos at their fingertips.
Finally, the video has been loaded, so I'm looking at it.
Okay, so that was a long one. That was almost a 3 to 4 minutes of waiting.
Yeah, that's right.
That's kind of how I saw mine. Now, you got yourself a brand new fully digitalized hard drive, right? Because if that's the case, and I'm, you know, maybe because I've been to the website enough and been checking it out to make sure I'm still getting that 3-second delay before it actually starts playing, because I'm,
no,
you know, and even my web guy the other day, I called him at superb.net, and I said, take a look at this with your either and or both your computer and your iPhone. So he does it, and he says, yeah, it took like 3 seconds, and it loaded, and it played. I said, oh, okay, so that's what I'm seeing, 3 seconds. So I told him, I said, if you think you can make it better and get that 3 seconds down to, like, instantaneous,
absolutely,
send me a memo that you did it.
Definitely we can get it done for you, and we can definitely go ahead and, like, do a complete revamp of the site and make it look much, much better than this, because the current website that you have is totally outdated. And
I don't want you to take away my beautiful website. I worked hard on all that artwork.
But
I don't know what you're saying exactly what you mean. I know I looked at your site a little. I looked at a whole bunch of sites of designers. And everybody's got, you know, extra stuff all over the place, artwork and background images and, you know, more controlled amount of what dialogue and typing, you know, framed a certain way. Mine,
so what exactly
like
you want?
Typed out that I just typed out and had the guy copy it up to my homepage. All my pages are just like that.
Right.
But yeah, it's outdated. But what I want is right now, before we get into improving it, let's see if we can take what we have and fix these functions that are not working. That's what I really want. And I don't want to spend even $1,000 to do that. I just
no,
want to
it's not,
that
no, not at all.
At the worst. Because let me just finish. Once we find out why the renewal thing isn't working, then I want to also install a new merchant platform for Visa and a MasterCard, because only PayPal is the only way a person pays.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, a lot of people complained that they don't like to sign up for PayPal even if it's free. We prefer they just use their credit card and it goes through and they don't have to sign up to the PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, maybe I can afford to, you know, get that set up. So I put $500 out of my personal savings into a bank account for this business. But it's,
yeah, for that we need to allocate a payment merchant, let's say, like a credit or debit card.
That's what we're saying. I'm U.S. Bank, and they're the ones that created the platform for MasterCard and Visa to be on any website.
Right.
And they actually farmed it out to what's that thing, Costco. Costco has a division where they also provide these same services, and they're basically using the exact platforms that you think save them, but they sell it at maybe, there's, I don't know how much difference, maybe 30% difference, maybe it's 50% difference in the cost of everything that you get from them. So I called them, and they called Evelon or something like that. Evelon. I got my paperwork in the folder behind me. I can't reach them right now. And I just called kind of on the whim, you know, because I got your site, and you said, you'll call me, you know. So we're having this conversation. I want to do these little things first. First, fix the function of the renewal system.
Okay.
And then also there's that where it says the tabs on the home page, and it says, Tai Chi articles. It should have a drop down bar that also indicates that on that same page is also Tai Chi book list, as well as Tai Chi flyers from three areas around different universities that here in Southern California have a flyer. So I thought, hey, let them look at the flyer. They're pretty comprehensive, lots of pictures. And but that's my way, you know. I just get out and hand the flyer to you. I'm doing, I go, well, excuse me now, I got to go do a demonstration here. And then I walk over, do a bow to the world and just get started. And then everybody's like, you know, kind of hypnotized.
Perfect. And are these?
It's always worked for me. So this, the website, you know, even that infomercial, I thought I did a pretty good job. Once you get to see and listen to the whole thing, because there's shows the advanced weaponry just equipped from each level, and you can see the end scene. I end with a view of the ocean that's breaking on the. On the coastline. And I always have little Tai Chi statement, you know, that are also added to the kind of thoughts of the Grand Masters since the dawn of time. And I copy on every video and every files. There's these extra little trim to it, as well as there's a little flute music kind of on some of it, like on the infomercial, like background flute. But I do my talking and speak over, or either cancel the flute for the moment and get to speak. Do an in-office presentation of the alumni scholarship, which I was getting to the punchline there. It's only $12.96 a year. I wanted to make it cheap. My dream is to get, you know, for Christ's sake already, you know, 10,000, 100,000, a million people that sign up, and now I get my $10, $11, you know, because every one of these credit card companies will steal at least about 2% off of the top and give me the rest, you know, and have it go into this new bank account I created for that, setting up that new merchant transaction platform on my site. It has to have a destination. Well, the money will come directly into those accounts. And so any of that, but that's my dream, you know, and I didn't even care how much traffic I got. It was good enough if I got a couple of good students that stuck it out and really trained, and I met them for private lessons at $50 an hour, you know. A couple of those add up. I'm literally behind in my rears on my Social Security by 30 grand, and I'm 72, young. To fix that, they said, well, you can pay that 30 grand off, but we'll only take 6 grand a year for 5 years, and then you're done. And then you get your Social Security check in your, sent to your, you know, personal banking account. And you also get your Medicare if you need it, because I don't have Medicare or Medi-Cal anymore. I gave up all medical programs because I became so healthy again at 72. I overcame every kind of physical disability I've had. So I just think I'm going to live to be the oldest living Tai Chi master.
Okay.
Someday.
So is that, like, are these the only changes that you need?
Well, right now, that's these are the ones that are crucial to keeping the flow of the activity on the site working. Plus, we've got to make sure that, you know, the registration page where all the new membership and their IDs and everything are recorded, and also whether they paid for, really most people pay for the 1 year. I have a 2 year, 3 year, and a 4 year option, and then I had a lifetime membership. And when you are a student with me, I give you a lifetime membership. Just period, you know. Don't worry about that anymore. You don't have to even sign up. I'll set it up, and now once after we do our first private lesson, you'll have the website, you know, at your fingertips. But other people are not in my vicinity for doing the classes, but they do have a global Tai Chi class directory to go locate a class somewhere in their vicinity, hopefully. And then use the website and the instructor for, you know, developing your repertoire.
Okay.
And so I thought that was a working thing. And when I did have these people from around the country and even in Europe who said, oh, I know where this Yang style, the Dung family teaches, has representatives near in the city I live next to, I said, great, you're perfect for signing up. Go ahead and sign yourself up. And those were in the days when I did it for $120.
Okay.
So since I've done this, low cost, it was based upon the fact that I'm teaching the 108 movement of long Yang style slow Tai Chi, long form. It's called the 108. That's the magic number. Everybody knows it by the 108. Are you practicing the 108? Everybody knows what means. If you've only learned the short form, a 24 movement short form, that ain't the 108. It's like a little tiny little piece of maybe what's in the 108. So yes, it's comprehensive and it's the full traditional long Tai Chi of the Yang school of Tai Chi practice, as taught by the Grand Master and his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather, who were the assistants, the chief instructors, underneath Master Yang himself, Yang Fu Yang. He was a big guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the stories about him were far and wide, but he did end up getting a flu in the Orient, and they say he never recovered after a year of recovering. It didn't work out, and he died. They didn't have the right antibiotic back in those days. And on his deathbed, it was my teacher's great-grandfather, Dong Ying Che, who was sitting there with his son, Dong Hu Ling, at his side, saying goodbye to the Grand Master, who said, I want you to spread Tai Chi far and wide throughout the whole world. And then he rolled over and died.
Okay. So how soon...
For their whole life, that's all they do. It's like... Matter of fact, my teacher's son called me about a couple of years ago. How are you doing, Lawrence? What's up? You still practicing teaching? I go, yep, the website's working great. Oh, good. I go, how are you doing? I got married, he said. Oh, it's been 10 years now. I go, you got kids? He goes, I got four boys from like 2 to 15 or whatever, 2 to 10. And I said, well, who's training? Oh, all the two oldest are already in regular training. So that's what they do. They just teach each other. Plus, he's a surfer kid here in Manhattan Beach. He loves surfing. And he's a cool kid, you know. I mean, you can hang out with him.
That's great.
So just to say, I come from this illustrious lineage. I offer a website that just the content is unique and let's say, superior to all other content. And I've looked at YouTube and seen all the different Tai Chi styles, and they don't always impress me by comparison to what Grandmaster does and what I was taught and what I do. So I want to just fix these little things, but they'll add up. I mean, I'm sure you'll agree. I don't know how hard it is to install one of these U.S. Bank via, you know, Costco, Avalon division that has these, you know, I guess it's a software that allows you to install it to the website, and then I make a payment arrangement, get an account with both MasterCard and Visa for using their, you know, being able to process their cards, And I can afford to keep that going for at least a year, maybe more. But I figured, you know, a year's a good test. If it makes a difference, you know, the website looks like it's the functionality is spotless, like it used to be. You know, like I got a guy named Omar that he's disappeared off the face of the earth. And a business called Data Intel. And he was really sharp, and I'd just go into the office, sit down, bring all my plans, and he'd put up the screen, go to the website, and just start working right as I told him, well, here's the first thing we need to do today. Here's the second thing, the third thing. So I'm not good at working long distance like you're going to try to encourage me to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we've invested some time here today. My question to you is, do you have somebody that does have an office that represents you here in Los Angeles?
No, we are in California, and we are currently
in California. Where are you, Chase? Hello. Oh, Chase, I didn't lose you. Okay.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, there you go. Now you came back.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I think it was on mute. That's why, like, you were not able to hear me. So, yeah, what I was saying is, like, we're located in San Jose, California.
Okay, so you're in San Jose. Okay.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been there?
It's been, like, 4 or 5 years. Like, I was working in London before. And then I moved out here in the U.S., and that's, like, it's been the same company that I'm working for from past.
Oh, you broke off again. Yeah, if you can hear me, I'll hang on until you get back your microphone. La-di-da. Earth to Chase. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, see, this is a problem, see? This doesn't speak well of the whole thing.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. See, this is why I...
Yeah, I keep on...
These are the difficulties of long-distance web development, if we have these kind of problems, you know.
It's nothing like that. I guess, like, it's coming because once we were, like, talking from the other line, it was happened again. And exactly like that. So you tell me, like, how soon you're looking forward to get started, and I've noted down all the elements that you need to change with.
Yeah, well, even that amount of work, what do you, like, charge per hour? I mean,
no.
This isn't your company, you're working for a company?
I'm working for a company. Like, I have a team under me who will be working with you.
Okay, so you're, like, the manager of a team.
Yeah, like, I manage the whole team here. And so based on your instructions, I will assign this project to the team, and I'll connect you with the team so you can speak with the designer, you can speak with the developer as well, what changes that you want. You can speak directly to the developer and let them know that what are the changes. They'll do that for you based on your provided instructions, and that's how we will finish off this project for you.
Okay, and we're not going to really mess with my imaging and all that, all those images on the homepage, and even you're going to try to improve that info.
No, yes, we will try to improve that, and whatever changes you require, like later in the future, if you want to change the photos or add new photos to it, you can just simply...
Yes, of course, that's part and parcel. We want to build up the archives with new videos. I do want to create a new platform for a live kind of, I don't know whether you would call it Zoom or whatever version of, you know, a collective, people together can all be seen doing their Tai Chi from their location, and they can see me at my location, and there's, I don't know, how many little squares, me in the middle, I don't know.
That's right.
And however it's done, you know, and or a more simplistic environment where I just have Grandmaster or his son come over and let him bring the grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And we can
that's
all have a
point.
Great talk and do some Tai Chi and whatever, you know, tell stories.
Exactly, but that's the way, it's nothing like you pay us one time and whatever changes that you require right now, we'll fix that for you, and later down the road, we don't help you. So let's say, like, if you're working with us, you're working with us for a lifetime, like, even after a couple months, you need to change something onto the site, you can just contact us, we'll be there with you, and your project manager will be there to you, so you can
start. Okay, and you do all the social media marketing, I'm sure.
Social media marketing, yeah, but there will be a separate charge for that, and there's a different team.
Of course,
who will,
everything's separate. I understand.
Because
like,
that's a different team who will be working with
site,
you.
Like, I'm asking some little things, including I might say, oh, there's two extra books I want to put in the book list. Remember, I want to have you have a little drop down thing when you hit when you touch your arrow on the about the. the Tai Chi articles button will drop down, and it'll also include the other
the
two categories, which are just listed down at the base.
Flyers.
The infomercials. I mean, excuse me. The Tai Chi book list, and I have
my own booklet
on the book list, but it's only a kind of a rough outline. It's I call it the macro synopsis. It's very esoteric, but there is an esoteric community that knows about the mystery of, well, I'll just say, Francis Bacon, who has a mysterious long life, might have been the first life extensionist of the modern-day world. It's the 16th century, and he may have lived, 300 or more years. He could still be alive. Who knows? He might have went through a portal after 300 years and is in a higher being body somewhere.
That's right.
So I have his whole mysterious life, and I have a new rewrite on the whole presentation because I did a very linear presentation in the macro synopsis, just kind of like a giant synopsis because we got 300 years we got to talk about. And so I went on Amazon, did my own publishing there, and picked up a couple of small checks that I just kept in a frame on the wall and didn't go even bother to cash them. And I'm going to be able to switch that around because I got a publisher, and if I get the 50% off deal from them, which I probably really need to do it, at the full package, which includes 4,000 online bookstores, including Barnes & Noble and Amazon Kindle Books, and all the way down to the small mom-and-papa shops all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured if I just make $10 off of one sale of one book at each of those bookstores, you know, just out of a curiosity purchase, somebody goes, oh, this looks interesting. Gee, I'd like to know more about this, you know. This guy's a life extensionist. He lives a long time. He helps to found the founding fathers start America. You know, and all kinds of incredible little esoteric secrets he was privy to because he was the guy that inspired the whole thing.
That's right.
He was the leader of the Freemasons. We know who the Freemasons are, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Freemasons. All the founding fathers were Freemasons. Well, he was their leader. He was called the Worshipful Master, all right? Any of that, and he'd already, like, extended his life when they met him. He was already 250-some-odd years old. it's a great story, a little sci-fi mixed in, you know, how he transforms himself and extends his life with an elixir. He's old and at 80 when the story starts, and then he takes the elixir and gets young and has total recall. And in the moments of his total recall, he recalls his whole life. So we kind of bring in the, you know, how he got started. He was truly the secret first son of Queen Elizabeth I. Talk about controversial.
Mm-hmm.
So, in any event, I got all the little secrets from that haven't been told, and I put it all together. And I've got a screenplay version that also the publisher will help, you know, hook me up with the right production teams. And I think I can make a lot of money on just on my book. And the sales, and I would want also marketing for that, but because we have the book list on the Academy would be, one of those stops for marketing the book. Right?
That's right.
We're actually, it bounces off of
we can help you
Amazon.
Out with that, too.
You can go directly to Amazon.
We can help you out
it.
With that, too. That's no problem.
Yeah, and those are like easy fixes, right? I mean, how long does it take to create a link for a book out between Amazon and my computer system and my book list and have it there? I can't think it takes, I don't know, you tell me. Is it like 15 minutes or a half hour to pull each one of those off? So an hour's work to get two books set up? What would you say, you know? So just tell me how much per hour am I basically paying for little tasks like that? Because we got a few, like maybe we could figure out how to make your computer and all the other people's computers that are not seeing that wheel spin for any longer than 2 to 3 seconds, you know?
Well, basically, it's not a per-hour job. It's just like a one-time charge that you need to pay for these changes because on this over-the-phone call, you have been telling me all the changes that you want, and I've noted it down because I need to give you a quote. So the quote that I'll give you, that would be around like $700. That would cover everything that you need to pay. Once you pay that amount, every element that you need to like relieve and solve, we'll go ahead and work on that for you and try our best to finish off this project within probably like 6 to 7 days at the most, because the things that you need onto the site that can easily be done in that time period. And that would be all that you need to pay. There won't be a per hour thing or monthly or yearly job. Like, it's just a one-time cost that you'll pay to us, and that's about it.
Okay, so you're saying that the $700 for one
right.
time, we'll call it a service fee.
Yes.
Would include a couple of books to add to the book list. Bring out if we can tighten, well, make it better than how long do you waited, 3 to 5 minutes before that video downloaded. And that's crazy. I don't want that anymore.
No, that won't be it. That won't be it because, yeah, we need to, like, update your website because it's live on, a past server and it wasn't updated, I think. And you said that you designed the site, like, in 2018, I believe. When did you get it?
2012 was when it was all designed.
2012. See, it's been like 10 years, so that's why like it's kind of slow.
Over 10 years.
So we did not, nobody updated this, so the server that...
Well, actually, I think it was 2008. 2008 is the original copyright. My last guy, he upgraded all the pages where it said 2008, and he's got it all currently updated, you know, to 2020 or whatever it is set at. But, okay, so, all right, does that include putting in the MasterCard and Visa?
Yeah, for sure. Like, we can also offer you...
For all that work, which isn't a lot, you know, there's the repair to the...
So it's not just the Visa and MasterCard. Like, if the client needs to pay with any other payment gateway, like Apple Pay, because people usually, like, if they're online, if they're buying a subscription... People use like Apple Pay, they use Google Pay as well, they use like payment merchants like Venmo.
Do I have to have all of them there? Because it seems like I'm getting bills from all of them a little bit, right?
I would suggest that you have to have a lot of them because you do not have to pay anything additional for it. So if you're like doing all these integrations, why not others? Because you do not have to pay more for that to set that up.
Okay, so... In other words, people pay with their MasterCard or Visa.
Amex, Discover,
Apple
anyone.
Pay,
like
other
it could
types
be,
of platforms.
They can pay with Visa, they can pay with Master, they can pay with Amex, they can pay with like a Discover card as well, so that's no problem.
You don't take Bitcoin, right? That's a joke.
But yeah, we are planning to.
Someday you'll have that down.
Yeah.
All right, well, as long as you can show me where my costs ain't increasing to add these extra pay methods and that they're just volunteering or, you know, make available those platforms that you just can integrate in with everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Because what I'll do is, like, I'll just tell you the price, and I think, like, for you it's affordable. And we do not have to negotiate on that because I already given you a discounted deal because it's the end of the month and the last day of the month and Halloween as well. So that's why the prices are quite...
Halloween. I sure hope nobody gets that poison.
So the prices are, so that's the reason prices are quite discounted, and we're not working like full day today. Like, we'll be getting off at like 3 max. And
okay, so
before
that's
that,
why you're spending so much time with me here.
Yeah, man, gotta go home. Like, family's waiting too, so we gotta go home.
Cool, yeah. Everybody be safe, and you know.
We'll have fun at night. Yeah, we'll have fun at night.
Be careful. You know, fireworks. I've known too many kids that got too close to that firework.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Must have come blown off or something like that. That's something you don't want to have happen to anybody. But it happens all too often, you know, kids. The scary activities. Everybody's brave when it comes to fire and explosives. You know.
Explosives,
you know,
yeah.
What
and
the
now, like, even every kid is quite brave these days.
Yeah. Right. Well,
so,
okay, Chase. You had a number that was that was the direct number that was on the line. It goes directly to you.
Yeah, for sure, you can. So could you please tell me your number first?
Oh, yeah, it's 818-996-3787.
What's your email?
TaiChiMasterCarol@yahoo.com.
Got it. And do you want me to create your account?
You're saying you're going to create an account for me with who again? What is the name of the business?
No, like, I just need your name, of which I'm going to take. Then your number, I got it. Your email that I got it, on which, like, the team will be contacting you and sending you everything on the email, which is TaiChiMasterCarol@yahoo.com. Is that right?
That's correct. Carol with a K.
What, yeah. What's your full name?
Lawrence.
Can you spell me?
LAWRENCE.
Oh, that's the name I'm hearing for the very first time in my whole life.
You've never heard the name Lawrence?
No, never.
LAWRENCE?
AEW?
No. L like in Lawrence.
Lawrence.
A like in Alpha. W like in Washington.
Whiskey.
Whiskey, okay. Lawrence. R like in
Romeo.
Romeo. E like in Edward. N like in Nancy, C like in Kathy, and E like in Edward.
Oh, my God. It's
Lawrence.
Oh, my God. I thought it's something else. Okay, it's Lawrence. Yeah, I got it. I got it. Okay, what's your last name, Lawrence?
Maybe I'm just mumbling here after a bad night. I was up a little late coming to the decision that I needed to get rid of the guy that I was talking to. I'm happy to talk with you because you seem really organized. And you've given
me a
quote already on quite a number of little things that, and some of them seem big things to me, you know. And I guess working with the team will make it easy because they'll be experts in doing these things, like when it comes to the platform, you know, from Costco and Evian, which is, I guess, their name of that department that they operate these merchant platforms. And so, as long as you guys know how to do all this, and it doesn't, like you say, I know a lot of, when I go shopping on different websites for occasion, because I hate to shop online, and pretty much I've given up on it now that I've spent as much as my budget would allow.
So what's your budget?
I just think to myself, I noticed they all have these different cards, these different types of, you know, Apple this and Google that, and, you know, sites that I've never even really heard about, you know. And I just thought, and then I'm going, well, where's the plain old MasterCard credit card that I can use? You know, and I can't even find that. You know, at least on some of these sites. They don't
so
even
it's basically
go
through like,
direct anymore. They just go through these other card companies and other platforms. So I'm way, like you say, yes, I am antiquated. But you're talking to a guy that was trained in direct lineage to a historical tradition that goes back to the 13th century.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think you took me, you took me in the past for a bit.
And maybe still alive, you know. So I'm just living on another dimension, ready to step into the higher worlds myself and fly away forever. But that's only after I get in the Guinness Book of Record as the oldest living Tai Chi master ever.
Got it.
One
well, basically, what I'm like, I've given you, like, I think, like, I'm trying to work under your budget as well, and trying to fix the problems that you're currently facing.
Well, I really appreciate that because I feel a lot of people are guaranteed to be taking advantage of an old geezer like me.
No, not at all. I'll give you a dedicated person to work with. I'll also, as I said, I'll give you a dedicated person to work with. So by that way, you'll be able to like speak to them, and they'll be 24/7 available for you. And whatever changes you require, whatever things that you require, they'll help you out with
it. Everybody's got to be on the up and up and legit. I've seen too many phony things in this world.
Right.
I just guess I'm a, well, what's the word? I guess I used to be an optimist all the time, but now I have a little degree of pessimism that tempers my nature, and I just, you know, I trust too strongly in what people tell me. And here I was, just an example, with another web guy that wanted to have me work with his company that was on the East Coast in West Virginia, his tech team, do everything for me long distance. And he said he was right here in Studio City. When I tried to corner him, said, well, don't you have any techs that work out of this office? I'd come over and meet you all and sit down and talk to you. Maybe put up the website in front of you and I can see the screen. By the way, your people don't have the ability to do what HP does, where they do a screen sharing.
We'll do that too. Don't worry about it.
You do that?
Yep, of course, why not?
So I can actually see what they're doing.
How the work is working, yeah,
and
yeah,
how
for
they're
sure.
working on my website.
Exactly.
Well, that would be great.
But
now that in itself is the, you just sold me on the whole process, because the other people, when I said that, had no answer to the question.
No, you remember,
do
you remember that I said to you that you can speak to the developer, right?
Oh, yes, but I'm
so
just
once
saying
you,
that
you
know, that we
so
can
once
also
you
do a screen share when they're on my
that's
website.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. That's my point. If you
so
speak to the developer.
When you say speak to the developer, that's what you're referring to, that I'm going to do a screen share and
exactly.
talk with him while he's working, and he can ask me questions, and we can cut to the chase and make things so much more efficient when you're there.
You got it. Yep.
The other
exactly.
thing is, you'll send me emails back and forth or call me with questions, and then I was trying to find a place local here in Encino, California, that I could go over to the office like I used to do in just over here in Studio City with one of my last web developer that I worked with. That's how I would see Omar. And he was generous to me, too. He was like, oh, Master Carol, I love to help you, and we're just going to, don't worry about it. If you can't afford to pay me more, I'm doing a lot more work than I thought you expected, but just pay me when you can. And so when I could, I did. And we just did that for like it was more like 6 to 7 years, longer than you've been with this company. But that's what I'm saying. To be able to have a screen share, that's great. I'm an expert at that. You know, I love to call HP and say, hey, I got some problems. Come on, let's do the screen share right away and get started. You know? And then I watch and I try to learn.
That's
you know,
what we do.
They're
exactly.
moving so fast, they can't half the time figure out what they're doing. Every now and then I'll say something and they'll like slow down for a minute and explain, yeah, this is what I'm doing here and there. And I'm improved, let's just say. I'm not as dumb as I was prior to kind of sharing that little bit of information. And it's my website. I really want to be privy to what's going on there. So the fact that you're saying that screen share is all a part of it, I'm writing that down right now.
It is, yeah, because that's part of the communication. Like, if you're speaking to the developer, it's like that's the only point that he needs to show you that what he's doing. So that is why, like, he'll share the screen with you so, like, you can keep on looking, like, how he's working on it.
And when it comes time to have a little conference call with, you know,
with
like
the
everyone,
developer,
you know, this, this platform division for Costco, slash U.S. Bank is the source of it all. This is where I bank, you know. So there's a
three-way. That will be a three.
That
will be a three-way.
Anybody trying to do something with this information could be a long time in a place they won't want to be.
Yes, exactly. That will be a three-way call. Like once you're setting up your payment merchants on the website, so with your bank, we and you. So that is how we'll set that up on the website for you.
All right. You're just answering all the questions the right way. I was saying to the guy about the 40,000 online bookstores that I would offer him, you know, a marketing deal. You'd have to show me and explain to me why a certain, you know, social media platform, a particular company of which there's numerous, is the one we should target for the type of people we want, blah, blah, blah. And he looked at me, and I said, and I have this. As soon as I get my deal with the publisher, I'll have 40,000 online bookstores, and then we want to market that, and I'll give you the business. So the guy says to me, oh, you don't have to go through that publisher. We'll publish for you, and we'll give you 60,000 online bookstores. That's what the guy tells me. Well, I was just floored. I thought, are you giving me a bunch of crap, just saying anything that comes into your mind just to hold my attention, including my partner and I, he wants to do Tai Chi too, so can we do private lessons with you, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The whole thing just didn't sound right, you know. It was like he just was spontaneously creating more hooks, more entanglements with me. And I just thought the thing about the 60,000 bookstores too, and this is a company planning on working with a publisher. They've been around for 25 years. That's all they do. And here's this web guy trying to tell me that he also does that too.
That's
right. I never even heard about that in all the conversations that I had with them for almost a week before I decided we weren't going forward with them after that. It was incredulous, I think that's the word. I just couldn't believe that he even said it and that it actually had merit, that he was telling me the truth. It was more like he just said it to say it to make himself sound better, bigger.
Right.
Right? Don't you think so? I mean, I took it at the time. And I'm pretty psyched. I wouldn't have got to be the way I was if I wasn't as spiritually aware and psychically, you know, connected to the galaxy as I am. I was trained by not just a couple of great masters in the Chinese traditions, but I had numerous other masters in my life from different other spiritual kind of training that has been around since the dawn of time. I was connected to all these incredible beings that were awake, not awoke. Not woke, I'm talking about awake, multidimensional awake. They can see and read your spirit, come in a mile away. They know you'll be arriving at the front door, knock, 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 and that it's you. That's how these people are.
Perfect. So, so which package would you be looking for on from my website? 700?
Well, the 700, sure. I mean, as long as you think we can do the setting up the credit card.
Of course, we can. Yeah, we can set up pretty much everything for you. And as a matter of fact, considering today is Halloween, so I'm going to get you 60 days of free maintenance as well. So by that particular way, even though once we're done designing the website, if you would like to make any changes to the site, you can always do that. So that will be a bonus for you.
Okay, you're just saying if I have a few more ideas that pop in my mind.
Exactly. We can always change it.
Oh, yeah, because I'm trying to keep it I'm trying to keep it down to the most critical elements of the site. The fact that
right.
the renewal system doesn't work.
That's why. That's why we give you. That, yeah. That's why we give you a limited changes and revisions.
And playing. That's a key thing. And then the MasterCards. And a couple of little odds and ends, like I say. Well, I have one task. Once we get this much ready, before we would ever do social media, for the only for the website, I mean, because we could just see how improved
exactly.
the website does just on the Google search engine alone,
because
I'm
right,
the,
because,
they track of me
because,
all the time.
Yeah, because I think that you would not want anyone to come on the website and leave without paying you just because that you don't have a particular merchant for them to basically pay you. And that is the reason we will simply going to go ahead and add it up all of the things for you at once, including the free business cards, letterheads, and envelope design as well, okay?
Okay, you threw that at me. That's a little extra. But let me just go on to say that that sounds great.
Perfect. So what card would you be using today? Is it Visa, Master, or Amex?
Oh, I'm making this payment today.
Yes, yeah, so that's how wide the discount is for today.
Okay.
All right.
You rat. You're going to get me to pay today. All right, well, if I make this commitment, I'm telling you the real reason is the screen share option. As long as
yeah.
all this really happens with your team, and
right.
I feel really like I'm right there and I'm in the office and I can be sharing this whole the trauma of the whole transaction.
I know. See, every experience is not the same, and every company is not the same.
It's better than just trusting somebody long distance to do something, and then I have to wait to see if they did it.
No. For us, we give you 100% money back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. And if that would be the case, I'm pretty sure you have more experience than me. I'm on the phone with you for more than 1 hour. If I have to basically take your card and run away, that could have been done in the next 5 minutes.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
So considering the fact, I'm just creating a safety net for you and for myself as well, which is why giving you 60 days of maintenance plan, including free logo, business cards, and letterheads. And I have your particular email as well, which is taichimastercarl@yahoo.com. So would you be using a Visa, Master, or Amex?
Well, I'm going to be using my Visa.
Perfect. I'm ready for the numbers whenever you are. Yeah, I'm ready for the numbers whenever you are, sir.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Sure.
On a second. This is going to come right out of a main account.
Okay.
Now, I haven't put in. Okay, the gal said she activated my new U.S. Bank business account. I put $500 in there.
Mm-hmm.
I need to give $700. So
right.
that's a little short.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
What is that? Fine.
That's fine, is that we can do $500 today and $200.
I mean, I wiped out my account. I got to go put some money in it tomorrow. Let's just do. Okay.
How about we do this? Let's just do $500 today and $200 upon completion.
All right, let's do that then.
Perfect.
Yeah, the only thing that didn't happen was I didn't complete the PIN process because they're sending me the PIN. It's probably in the mail today that I use. In order to change it to the one I want, and then I can at least, I guess it's a debit card, then I can use it like, you know, a debit card, and I have to put the PIN in when I transact it.
Mm-hmm.
In any event, so that I haven't done, but she did say to me when I had called her up, the company, card company, to activate it. Well, she activated it. She just said, you get this.
We can try that. Yeah, we can try that if it works or not.
We'll try it right now and see if it goes through. I just
Perfect.
Wanted to be the background on this particular card here. Let me move the activation.
Perfect.
Okay. This is, and of course, my name on the business account is Lawrence Todd, middle name Todd, T-O-D-D, Carroll. And I'm doing business as Lawrence Todd Carroll. This is like a starting point where I don't have to have a business license set up for the business until
okay.
I make up to $30,000.
Okay.
Once I hit the $30,000 point, we know we're going to climb above it, of which everything above $30,000 is going to be my
exactly.
taxable.
Exactly.
And at that point, I'll change everything over from Lawrence.Carroll doing business as Lawrence.Carroll to Lawrence.Carroll doing business as Master.Carroll, Titutron Academy of the Global Internet.
Right,
making
right.
Money, finally, after all these years of dreaming about this and putting it through different improvements, you know.
Right.
And we just got to smooth out all these hiccups that have appeared out of nowhere. I don't know why or how. But the last guy thought, well, I leave the state of California, I think I'll mess up the site a little before I go.
No. It will be a long-term relationship. So, yes. So, I have got your name on the card, and you said that it's a visa, so I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
Okay, Chase. Stay to the point. Keep me on point here. Which is the magic number?
Okay.
4802. 0992 6054 5177.
Expiration.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Only do it for $499.
Perfect.
So I have $1 in the account still that might shut down or something on me because I haven't got money in it.
Of course.
Okay.
$499.
Repeat that number back to me.
It's 4802-0992-6050-5177.
No. It's 6054.
Oh, okay. 6054-5177.
Yes, 5177, correct. And the card is valid through 10/27.
And the back three numbers?
The security code is 721.
And the billing zip code?
91316.
Perfect. Can you just give me 1 minute so that I can go ahead and I can run the transaction and give you the confirmation number?
Yes, go ahead.
Please stay on the line. Bolden, you there?
Yeah, hi.
Okay, so yeah, sir, unfortunately the card didn't go through for some reason. So it says, like, I think it's not activated at this moment.
Oh, it said it wasn't activated. Okay. Well, what are we going to do with you?
You can let me know if you have any other card that you can use to sign up so we can finish off this, like, start the project for you. So do you have any other card?
Well, I do. I just have to decide what I want to do. I hate to put
sure.
these...
That's okay.
All right. All right, well, it's on you guys to do what's right.
Of course, if you can provide me the other card, I can forward it to the finance. They can charge you right away, and then we can finish and start this project for you. That will be it.
Yeah, I want to do that. I was going to just put it off for a few months until the new year. I was just, like, looking for a company. They hate to pass on all of our good interaction and the cost that you offered me.
Mm-hmm.
Can we still do the $4.99?
Yeah, I'm charging like $4.98 for now, and later you
okay,
can,
yeah,
you can
just
pay
do
the rest.
That one that much, and then I'll get the other card up and running so I can just do the remainder of my payments with you on that card. This
okay.
is a personal, yeah, my personal card. It's got all my money, which is not very much.
Sure.
I opened
That's
it.
Right.
My father had a wrongful death, and I won the lawsuit. But it was a settlement, and it turned out that the attorneys got everything.
Okay. All right.
And when I got, I started doing what I needed done, getting a new office chair, a lounge, you know, a new mattress, since I've been on a futon for 35 years, breaking my back. And, you know, took care of mom's credit card bills, so that's why I wouldn't even want to give you her card. And so, any of that, I whittled away at the really small award, but I'm grateful for every bit of it.
Yeah.
And I'm down to my, you know, the end of my funds. And I took $500 out of there to start this other account. Now here I am with not enough in that account to use this card. So it's kind of like I would love to be able to call you back tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And we can set it up. Can we get the same deal in the morning?
No, we can, because today is the last day of the month, so that's why, like, I've given you this discounted price.
Okay.
So,
all
if
right,
it's possible, yeah, let's do it today.
All right, well, any problems will be disputed, that's for sure.
Right, of course, yeah. If any problems here.
I hope nothing goes wrong. Let's just give you my new bank account.
Sure.
Same name, Lawrence Todd Carroll.
Got it.
4366-1892-6316-1664.
Mm-hmm. Expiration.
Let me ask you something.
Sure.
If I went ahead and made a trip over to my bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I was back here in an hour, 10 minutes. Can we use the other account number? I'll go over and just transfer another, you know, $500 into the account to cover $700 in one lump.
Sure, I think, like, both of them, like, work for us. So if you're, like, paying from this new account, that would be totally fine. Because you're just, like, paying online, and that would be it. Like, it's nothing like that. So if you use another account,
can you call me back
mm-hmm.
in 1 hour? That would be 20 minutes after 3 Pacific
mm-hmm.
Standard Time. I will be back. I'm only 5 minutes from my bank, and I can run into the U.S. bank and move, money out of my personal savings account into this new account, which is for the business. So I'd like to keep everything transacted in the business account.
Well, but the problem is, like, of course you can.
700.
You can definitely take your time on it, but the only problem that is we get the link for the one time only in the system, and I've opened that right away in front of you. I've added the card information that you want. All you need to provide me. So if it goes through, it's okay. If not, we can try it after 1 hour again.
Okay. Well, that's what I'd like to do. I mean, you have to understand my point of view. I go to all this trouble to create a special account for the new business.
Mm-hmm.
I put enough money in because I thought I was only going to spend $300 or $400 out of $5, to get started with some web developer who would do the small things before all the big stuff down the road.
Right.
And so I want to kind of stick to my, my theory of protecting my funds. It's not nothing against you, Chase. It's that I have this wired into me from life experiences that I'm over-trustworthy.
No, it's nothing like that. I've been talking to you, from past 1 hour, 26 minutes, so, I think, I've been...
Right, so let me get going. Can you call me? You didn't give me your direct number. Can
I
get a direct number for you?
I did not? Okay, please write it down. That is 408...
740-740-3663. You got it. Okay. Now, would you prefer I just call you back as soon as I get back into the house? Like I say, I shouldn't be in the bank more than 10 whole minutes, especially if my manager's there, because she always does everything for me, lickety-split.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's busy with somebody, then I just go to the teller and say, can I transfer this money into my bank, my new debit account for the business? And hopefully it'll just take that. I mean, I don't know what didn't go through that $499 or $98. You tried to process it and it wouldn't go through. You said
it didn't go through. It says that the card does not support this type of purchase.
Okay.
So that's why I was asking you for another card. I've almost created your account. So that's the only reason I was asking you to pay from that other card. If you pay that's not a big problem because that's only one time. It's not saved in the system. So once it goes through, we can update your card later. Once you pay the rest, once you pay the $200, you can pay from your business card. So that would be totally fine. So I would suggest you to go with the second one.
Look, I'm doing this because I love what you told me.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving me all the elements of what an online web design company should be like. Nobody else is giving me those feedback instantaneous, trying to get me to understand the language that they're using, you're going to hook me up with a web designer, and then I'm thinking, I'm just talking to them over a phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do they give me screen share? And you go, yes, of course, that's what I mean when I say I'm hooking you up with the web designer, so that you will be able to see everything that they do when you do the screen share process.
That's right.
Correct?
So exactly,
you said that to me, right?
So exactly that was my point. So,
okay, good, because that would be one of the points that I hem and haw when I do, what is it called again, a dispute. I got to fill out a form for U.S. Bank, I got to say why. Well, they told me this was on, and then that never happened, and they never got a call back.
So, Mr. Carroll, whatever card you will use, and that is totally safe with us.
Give me the money back. You're right. Absolutely.
No, it's not about giving the money back. Why we are charging, to give you the back? No, it's not for that. What I'm saying is, it's totally safe. So, whatever card that you use, the first one or the second one, it's totally safe with us. So the payment is totally safe. So that's the whole point.
Okay, well, that's your whole point. My whole point is it's not in the right account that I wanted to work. But as long as you're willing to take the 448, I'm whittling it down there, I didn't mean that, 498.
498.
Let's continue with this card. So you got my name. Did we do any of the numbers yet on the credit card?
I got the card ending with 1664.
You got it all then, okay. Oh, yeah, we were on the validation day, which is, again, 10/27.
27, and what's the security code behind it?
550.
550, just give me a second here. So do you authorize Orbit Design Agency to charge you $498 on the card that you just provided?
Yes, and tell me the name of that company that you work for.
That is Orbit Design Agency, and the merchants
use... Orbit, that's where I remember when I found your site. Orbit
it is
Design...
Agency, but the merchant that you will see on your email, like with the invoice, that would be MK Affiliates. So MK Affiliates... MK.
MK, like never killer. MK Affiliates, okay. How do you spell affiliate?
M as in Mary, and K as in Kilo, MK, then Affiliates. A as in Alpha, F as in Frank, F as in Frank, I as in India, L as in Lima.
ATUS. Got it. Well, MK, you should have just said Master Carol.
Oh, yeah, Master Carol is MK, too. Yeah.
Okay. Now we're on the same page. What's my confirmation number on this? You got to get it first.
All right. That is 09.
Oh, okay. 09.
00.
00.
786.
786.
01.
01, and all this will be sent in to emails.
Yes, you'll receive an email shortly.
Pardon?
Yeah, you'll receive an email shortly along with the paid invoice. It will also mention the next 200 that you need to pay later. We'll mention that in the invoice. And the second email that you get from the team would be a questionnaire for the website. So you have to fill that out whenever you got time, and then you can schedule a call with your project manager for tomorrow or day and today, and then you can speak with them about the changes that you mentioned. And once they do it, they'll get back to you within a couple of days to show you the changes that they have done, all right?
Okay. On a call share screen.
Yeah, well, once, like, because there's a first step, like, to speak with you. So the project manager will speak with you.
I'm just saying at the point that they do the changes, they'll call me back and they'll hook me up with a call share experience where they'll be on my website and I can see all that they can show me all the things that they did.
Perfect, yeah. So just wait for the email.
Here's what I did for this. Here's how we did that. And now we have to have our meeting still. Now we did those small things.
Right.
We still have to set up a meeting for the... merchants, you know, platforms.
That's
that we're
correct.
That going to do with the Costco division.
That is correct. Yeah, exactly. That's my point.
And
so just wait probably 20 minutes.
There'll be a conference call facilitated by your team.
With your bank too, yeah.
With my bank, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's just wait for like 20, 25 minutes. I'll brief the project to the team, and they'll send you an email and with the questionnaire. So please do reply back with your email. So the next person that you'll speak with, that will be your project manager, and he or she will be responsible for the whole project of yours, and I'm assigning them to your project right away. Okay?
Okay, then let me ask you a quick question.
Please.
What are the days of the week and times that they're working?
That is probably usually like 9 to 6.
Pardon?
9 to 6 Pacific.
No. 9 to 2, 6, that's what you say. 9 a.m. in the morning to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
That's correct.
Okay. That's what I'm asking, yeah. And let's see, and then is that 7 days a week, or are they just Monday through Friday?
Monday to Friday, but like we do work on Saturdays too, but not all of them, probably like a couple, like one or two.
Okay, Saturday is optional.
It's optional.
Maybe, question mark, okay.
Yep.
All right, and is it possible that... Well, I guess we're okay because we're having some earthquake preparedness upgrades to the complex here in our area. It's supposed to get the jackhammers and the drills started at 8 a.m. in the morning to 5.
True.
But I think we're still a couple of weeks off, so maybe we can get all this done before the noise kicks in around here during the daytime hours. That's why I was asking the times. Because
okay,
it's going to be crazy back here. Even after they do our carport area rocker arm installment for whatever, we already have one rocker column, I guess is the term. I don't know exactly what they're going to do to it or add another one. But once they finish us, they do the whole racket next door and one more unit down, and we're all in a dead-end cul-de-sac of townhouses. Everybody's in like a, you know, from the carport up, it's four flights of stairs to the third floor on top.
Exactly.
It'll be such a racket around here that I'll be screaming, blasting away. I don't know, I'll probably have earplugs in my ears trying to deal with it. But in any event, that's still, they put it off. So I'm just trying to get my head around the fact that they did put it off. And we did this all now. But if I needed a day or so just for other issues in my life with Grandma, because I take care of a 93-year-old mom. She's really quite active, but I got to keep an eye on her, and she's a bit to handle at times because of the hard of hearing and, you know, a little bit confused from time to time. But otherwise, she still does the books. She reads books every day. Like by 3 days, she's read 2 books in 3 days.
Oh, yeah, perfect,
okay?
Perfect.
And she does crossword puzzles like a crazy person. So, and she goes around the block on a walk, but the last few days since the weather got a little colder climate for the winter, which is normal, her back's bothering her, her knee's bothering her, so she only did once around the block, and in the going up and down the stairs, she's walking real slow, so I just have to, you know, put a lot of attention on her and help her every way I can.
For sure.
I might just say we could start our first call on Wednesday, you know, or Thursday, or something like that.
Okay.
Just so that if I need an extra day or two to work with her, a little more attention than being locked on the computer, we can do that. And what's the timetable? You said this whole thing starts, and I get, what did, how many, 60 days? What was the...
Yeah, probably around that.
It's 60 days of work for the 700.
Yeah, I think like 60 days is too much. We can finish off this project like within probably like 3 days.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. The way you're talking and the fact that I get to actually eyeball the activities.
Yeah, but like give you the maximum time, like maximum time would be 60 days, but the minimum time that is required, that is 30 days.
Okay. Okay, so it's up at 30 to 60 days work max.
Yep.
That's the minimum. On the other hand, 30 is minimum.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So please wait for...
One other thing. This other last thing. Like I said, once we get all these simple things working and all the functionality back up to speed and even surprise me that I can turn on and watch my own video and have and see it. You said yours took how long to see? When you watch my video, it took, how long was it to download?
It took like 3-4 minutes.
3 or 4 minutes, see, so that's totally odd that you...
And your video, video's length is around like 9 to 10 minutes of length.
What does that mean?
Like, I mean, your, like, the video of yours, which has been uploaded on your website, the length of that video is, like, around 9 to 10 minutes.
What's length mean?
It's 9 to 10 minutes long, your website.
Oh, do you mean the video length is about 8 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah,
more
eight
than
8. Video.
More than 8, more than 8.
You should download instantly.
Then yeah, but right now...
For 5 seconds, it was just popped in and played.
Exactly,
and
that's how it
after,
should do.
Like 10 years later, all of a sudden in the last year or so, I had problems, got rid of that old computer and put in a new one, and now at least it's about 3 seconds for the download. You said, but you do see a wheel for just 3 seconds, and then it seems like it's gone.
Yeah, 3 flight seconds are more than enough, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, I'd like it to be 0 seconds of seeing the wheel. So if there's any way you guys can tighten that up, at least tighten it up so that you can see it in 3 to 5 seconds.
Of course, that's the whole point. We'll do that for you because that's a concern. That's your one of the concerns that you mentioned.
Of course, because people want to see this video and play it, and then they can't do it. I've had people call me and say, or I'm talking to them, and I'm on a call with them, so they're checking it out while I'm talking to them, and it won't play. And then I get like, oh, Mr. Master Carol, it's not playing. What's the matter? How come? And the only thing I could say was, well, how old is your computer? Is it fully digitalized? Because those are the things that they questions that my web team raised to me. And when I said 10 years, they said, oh, that's it, your pre-total digital computer days. You're so far back, it's antique. So I got rid of it.
Okay.
And I got now 3 seconds, which is a hell of a lot better. But
oh, yeah.
I still want more improvement there. So that's an open-ended thing. Maybe over the long term, if we keep working together, we'll figure out how to make that really do it. Or maybe you guys will surprise me, and your team will just figure, I see where the problem is. Let's try this, and then boom, bingo, it's instantaneous. That's all I want to know. If I get that straightened out, and then we get the merchant platforms all in place with all these different credit cards.
Yeah.
There's no extra charge on
these
other different types of cards.
So let's do it this way. So like within probably 5.
I'll work with you guys endlessly. We can do as much time as we need each day, and in a couple of days next week, and we should be done.
Exactly. So let's do it this way. Like, give it 5 minutes. Like, within 5 to 10 minutes, you'll receive an email that I discussed with you, and then you can reply back to that email with your you can fill out the questionnaire, and then your project manager will get in touch with you. Okay.
All right. Fair enough. And if I don't reply right away, I can reply in the morning tomorrow, and then I'll be around.
They'll give you a call. Like, if you don't reply within 24 hours, they'll give you a call.
Oh, either way, they're gonna call me. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Thank you very much. I'm sorry
no
for taking so long-winded, but, you're talking to a guy that writes books, who has so many acupuncture points memorized in his brain and Chinese herbal formulas that I'm overflowing
right.
with information.
That's totally fine. That's totally fine. So I think like the next person that you'll speak with for hours, that will be your project manager. And for sure, we'll go from there then. It was really nice doing business with you, sir. And,
I appreciate you really convinced me. I'm not an easy sell, as you can see. But you gave me confidence to go forward, and I know all my protections are real. So you know that too, and there's no reason to... there's no reason for anybody to do anything other than watch.
No, I'll take that as a compliment.
That's a compliment. I just, a person always has to prove a little bit more to me by doing, by showing me a great examples of how great you guys are. Then I can go to the next stage of trying to find another grand or two to, properly budget out, to get some social media support. Hopefully, after I finish my rewrite, I could do the rewrite. And once we get this website thing up and going again, that was the one other thing I keep forgetting to say.
Yeah. So yeah, the project manager. Okay. Sorry.
I know, but I just want you to know that I do have an announcement for all the teachers around the world. That I use their emails and phone numbers on the Tai Chi Global Class Directory.
Okay.
And I never sent it out because I just didn't think, I hadn't seen my website working like I wanted it, and these were other things I wanted to add and improve. And now seeing all these problems, I definitely wanted to solve those issues. But that would be the perfect time if one of your team could take whatever it takes, an hour, to copy all those emails onto and a copy, an attachment of this beautiful, it's a picture of the top portion of my website, and with a pitch that is directly towards the community of Tai Chi teachers and all their students that they have. and in suggesting that this is a wonderful resource. It's a video library of this historical lineage, and please inform your student body about it. And so that in itself could raise the traffic. If they all share, they know who I am, and they would definitely go, oh, yeah, this is that guy that, that Master Dong refers to as Master Kell.
Right. And one more thing, Mr. Lawrence. Yeah,
so that's the only other little thing that I would love to see with his dad.
Right. I have, one more thing, actually. I will just simply going to go ahead and assign this particular project to the project manager, and they will send you a form. Just fill it out, send it back to us, and we'll go ahead and we'll start working out for you, okay?
All right, very good. I'm sorry to keep going.
No problem, sir. Pleasure speaking with you, sir, right?
The best to you and the family, and thank you again. Hopefully our paths will cross at some point.
For sure. Thank you very much, sir. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, too. Bye.
Bye. Bye.